Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on fire.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Miss Aaliyah Butler. We want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on our show. Our topic tonight is never give up on your dreams. I tell you, so many times, like I said last week, life happens and you just stop dreaming. Well, it's time to start dreaming again, and it's time to start living the life you've dreamed up. So today we are, our show is sponsored by Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's sound, and also by author Alexandra Townsend and her book, Experiencing God's Greatness in the Spiritual Realm. And then also we have another sponsor tonight, and it's Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. So we just thank God for our sponsors tonight, and I tell you, you're going to be blessed, blessed, blessed by this topic, never giving up on your dreams. I have an awesome young lady that is pursuing her purpose and her passion. We have the multi-talented and beautiful Miss Narrowless Walker Davis. She is a gospel singer, an actress, a playwright, a songwriter, and she is a radio host as well. So I tell you, I just thank God for her being able to join us on our platform tonight. So thank you so very much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Aaliyah, for having me on your show. It's an honor.
Oh, we are honored to have you. We are honored to have you. I tell you, when I was looking at your bio and your profile, I was like, wow, I thought I was a woman of many talents. But I tell you, I love it. I love interacting with people that, you know, they have these gifts and they're not afraid to use them. I love it.
Amen.
So tell us a little
Amen.
Bit about who Narrowless Walker Davis is. Tell us about who you are.
Narrowless Walker Davis, I am a married wife. Well, I've been married for 13 years, mother of three children, two boys mm-hmm. and a girl. I am a mm-hmm. Southern down home woman that's from Dothan, Alabama, who loves God and who is walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I love that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I tell you, you're pursuing your passions and your purpose in addition to being a mother of three and a wife. I tell you, woo,
mm-hmm.
it's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome.
It's a job. It's a job. But I praise God every day for allowing me to be able to do all of the things that I do. Amen. So all glory
amen.
To God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, tell us a little bit about some of your accomplishments.
Okay. Well, last year in November, I released my very first CD entitled It's Personal. And It's Personal
okay.
has been getting radio play all over the U.S., mainly on a lot of the internet gospel stations.
Okay.
I just found out today I was nominated for an award called a Praise Factor Award. So today I found out that I made it to the grand finale, and that's going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia, in September. So I'm really excited about that for one of my songs off of my CD entitled Lord, I Need You. So I'm very
mm-hmm.
excited about being nominated for my first award. And not only am I nominated and made it to the grand finale, but I made it in three categories. So I
Amen.
Have a chance to bring home three awards in three different categories, urban, Christian, urban, contemporary, and rhythm and praise gospel music. So that's just a blessing within itself for me to write. I wrote my whole entire CD, recorded locally
wow.
here in Dothan, Alabama, and just to be nominated to receive an award. So I just praise God, and I just thank him for everything that he is doing in my life. I know this is just the beginning. And that's just some of my accomplishment. I just celebrated back in July my first year on air. I'm the host of the Now Lawrence Davis Show here in Dothan, Alabama, where it can be heard in Florida, Georgia, parts of Florida, and in the South region of Alabama as well. And then I have a blog that I host every Monday night at 5:30, which is called Let's Chat with Now, which is growing. My listener audience is growing every week by the numbers. I've had callers to call in from Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Atlanta, all over the U.S., and I'm just happy that God is using me as a willing vessel for him to connect with women and men all over the U.S. and hear their different testimonies and talk about different issues that's going on in the world today. So those are some of my accomplishments that I am really proud of, but I, like I said earlier, I give all glory to God because without him, I am nothing.
Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on the Praise Factor Awards. I mean, it's one
thing
to be obedient and do what God told you to do, but it's a whole nother ball game when you're obedient. You wrote everything on there, you released it, and now you're in three separate categories. I tell you, that favor, when that obedience is in place and that favor, whoo, I tell you, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So what motivated you not to give up on your dreams?
Well, wow, it's a lot. I have a lot of different inspirations. First of all, my family, you know, I come from a family, been in church all my life. My dad's been a deacon ever since I was born, and just watching him go out, because he's a singer as well, go out and sing into the community and different churches and never give up. And no matter what may go wrong or what may go right or how many friends he lost, he kept living and still living his life for the Lord and letting him use him each and every day of his life. My children, you know, a lot of times when we get married and have kids and, you know, we get comfortable, we're comfortable in our jobs and we're making decent money and got a pretty good position, you know, we forget about what we were dreaming about as a young child, and we kind of let it fall by the wayside instead of walking into our destiny, walking it the way God wants us to walk, or living and doing what God wants us to do. So I just made up in my mind one day, I said, you know what? I have three children that's watching everything that I'm doing, you know, so how am I going to tell them to dream big if I gave up on my dreams? How am I going to be that role model for them and them want to, you know, go all the way, you know, in their lives, not just give up and just settle, you know, on a job just because they're trying to make, you know what? Just because I have three children, I'm married, I work a full-time job, that does not mean that I cannot still do what I was put here on this earth to do, and that was to sing. But it took me a while to get there. You know, it took me a while and a lot of praying and asking God and seeking God, you know, on how to go about doing things. But praise God, I just thank him every day for allowing me to be where I'm at now. You know, it's been probably like 2 years since I decided to go solo and do my CD. And then, you know, the next year I started my radio show. So it's been like one thing after the other. But once I decided and I made up my mind that I was going to do exactly what he wanted me to do, it's like door after door after door has been opening up for me. And I'm just grateful and I'm thankful. But, yeah, my kids are my biggest inspiration. I've always had big dreams. You know, I didn't make it when I tried out for American Idol, and I didn't want to sing anymore. I wanted to give up. But what I didn't know at that time, that was not the way that God wanted me to go in the first place, even though it hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, I was upset. Mm-hmm. My husband was upset. But after sitting down and taking that year off, and oh, that was the most miserable year of my life. Didn't want to sing. And then I started praying and seeking God, and it was like, it was so plain to me. One day I just looked in the mirror, it's time. It's like I heard him say, it's time. It's time for you to do what I want you to do. Who said that just because you're in your 30s and just because you have three kids and you're married that you can't go and sing? Who says you can't host your own radio show? Who says you can't be an actress because you live in Dothan, Alabama, and you'll never, you know, the enemy tried to tell me, you'll never get discovered. You'll never make it. You're in Dothan, Alabama. So what? If God has a plan and a purpose for your life, it does not matter. You can be in Alaska, going to come to pass. But he wants Amen. You to keep moving, keep believing, keep trusting, leaning and depending on him.
So. Yes. Yes,
I can go
ma'am,
on and on.
Yes, ma'am. You are speaking my language, girl. You're speaking my language. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So you kind of answered this question, but just in case, you may want to elaborate on it. Who or what was your greatest impact for you to just keep pushing? Just, you know, despite the ups and downs, despite taking that year off, what made you, what or who just said, you know what, you got to do this. You got to do this.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, my children, my husband, and my dad. And I'm going to elaborate on my dad right now, because this year, in January, he was diagnosed with cancer. And my dad is the backbone of the family, strong man. You know, I've never seen him hurting and down, and I've never been sick, you know. And I, as a young child, I would always go with my dad when he would have to go to another a church and do devotion or do a solo. And I would follow him, and I would watch him, how he sung and how he let the Lord use him and how the anointing was on him. So when my dad got sick, I remember that weekend just as plain as day. I had went to Atlanta. I was in Atlanta at the Yolanda Adams radio show, and I met all these gospel artists, all these celebrities. And when I got back home, we found out that he was diagnosed with cancer. So I remember that weekend laying in my bed and saying, okay, I'm not singing. Okay, I'm not hosting my radio show this weekend. I'm not going to eat. I'm just going to lay in this bed. And I'm going to cry, and I'm going to feel sorry for myself, because this is not right. This is not fair. How could this happen? I'm not singing. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit right here. And God said, what? God said, you don't do what? Wait a minute. The same man that you have followed, you have watched growing up, you have seen him go through so much. Did he ever give up? So why would you want to give up? That's not what your dad will want you to do. You got to carry the torch. You got to keep on moving. You got to be strong. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What's wrong with you saying you're not going to eat, you're not going to sing? Honey, I got up out that bed. I put my clothes on and I said, you know what? I am not going to sit here and give up. It's not over until God says it's over. Why would you want to give up on what you got going? I have just released my CD and everything doing good. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to give up and feel sorry. You better start praying. And I've been praying, and I've been moving, I've been singing. One of my family members said, girl, you better keep a smile on your face and keep it pushing. Your daddy's going to be okay, child of God. He will want you to keep singing and keep moving. And that's been my inspiration this year. It has been so hard for me, but just praying and seeking God and just keeping the thought in the back of my mind that, you know, your dad is a soldier. He's in the he's going to be all right. He's a strong person. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to carry the torch. You're going to have to keep it moving. All your life you've been taught there's a season for everything. There's a season. And right now you may be going through this, but it's okay. You keep on singing. You keep on ministering to people. And while you're going through, you minister to someone else that's going through, because that's how you're going to get your breakthrough. Keep moving forward. And that's been my biggest inspiration this year. I got to do it for Daddy.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. I love it. One of the things that people tend to do, and you're right, when you have obstacles arise that kind of seem like it knocks the breath out of you, so to speak. You know, you just want to kind of, you kind of want to ball up. But God says, am I not the same person? Am I not the same one that took care of you when other things happened? So why do you doubt me now? You know, so when you shake it off, you know, you have to get, for a minute, you just kind of catch your breath. And then you look at that thing and you're like, I understand what this is. And like you said, God, you've been too good. And my daddy is awesome. He's a soldier. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up the torch and keep running with it for him and for you and the call on my life. So, girl, that is powerful. That is so powerful. Amen. I love it.
Amen.
I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we're going to pause for just
I was just going to say, on the human side, you know, we get weak sometimes, but it's okay. You have to just remember that God is there with you no matter what situation you're going through. God is there with you. You're never alone.
Yes, that is so true. You are never alone. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Well, we're going to take a quick pause from one of our sponsors, and we will be right back.
All right.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
Well, we are back with Miss Nellorence Walker-Davis. This one powerful, powerful woman of God has an awesome testimony. She has so many things that God has done for her. Now, tell us about you writing a play and being able to put it on and have it sold out shows. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's going to kind of help someone else that's been sitting on theirs, okay?
Back in 2000, I want to say in 10, I auditioned for my very first play I had ever been in my life. And I was probably about around 20-something or in my late 20s. And I was like the oldest thing up there. I was in a play called Legally Blonde, and then I was in another little play. And then I was sitting at my desk at work one day, and I heard this song, and they were talking about the fruit of the spirit. And all of a sudden, I just started typing, and I wrote out what was going to be a skit, and it became a play. Every day I would go to my office and I would write. And it was entitled Living by the Fruit of the Spirit. Back in 2013, we performed the play here in Dothan, Alabama. It sold out twice. And the third time it almost sold out, but it didn't sell out. So it was so much fun. It had a very good story. I'm so happy that I did it because it was something that I never really thought about doing. And I stepped out on faith and I wrote it and Dothan loved it. The people here, they loved it. So, and that was my very first one. Right now I'm working on one at my job with some senior citizens here in Dothan. Mm-hmm. It's called The Doctor's Visit. So it's just something that I just started writing. I always write, but I never really put everything into action. So that was the very first play that I really put out for the public to see, because I've written little small things for church, for the youth department and things like that. But it was called Living by the Fruit of the Spirit.
Oh, wow. You know, that's awesome to be able to create something that you thought was going to be one way, and then it just take off and have becomes a life of its own. It has a life of its own. And to get it sold out twice and almost sold out on a third time, I bet that was kind of mind-blowing, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. It was mind-blowing. I couldn't, and everybody was like, encore, we need to do another one. And people are still talking about that play and wanting to know when next one. I said, when God says so, I don't just do stuff because people want it. I do it when God says time, then I do it. Like
right.
I said, right now I'm working on one with some senior citizens here in Dothan. I'm having a lot of fun with them, so I'm excited
mm-hmm.
about that. And they're gonna show that one in August 27th, which is next Thursday. We're gonna open that play up here in Dothan.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how do you contribute your faith to all of these great accomplishments? How do you contribute your faith to it?
How do I contribute my faith to great accomplishments? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, I have a blog, and
mm-hmm.
It's not about me, you know, and I let people know that. There's so many
mm-hmm.
things that I could be using. I could be selfish and use my platform for myself, but I don't. I use it to connect
mm-hmm.
with other people, uplift other people, inspire and
mm-hmm.
empower them. And on my blog,
mm-hmm.
I like to say, my blog, Let's Chat With Nell, we uplift,
mm-hmm.
empower, inspire.
Mm-hmm.
It's blogging with a purpose. And I'm
mm-hmm.
always trying to connect and network with different people and,
mm-hmm.
you know, help lead them, you know, the way that they may not like youth. I like working with youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always on
mm-hmm.
Facebook. If I see somebody singing for the Lord, I'll inbox them
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, you like to come on my radio show? You know, and just showing
awesome.
Them, don't give up. Don't think just because you're here in this city, and a lot of people from here don't make it because they're here,
mm-hmm.
but don't give up. You never know what may happen. You never know who may hear you on the radio or who may see your video on YouTube and discover you. So I use, you know, I show that by me doing what I'm doing, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I would have never thought that my first CD, I would have been up for an award for one of my songs, you know? So, and like
mm-hmm.
I said, I give God all the glory. And when everything that I do, I try to encourage and help someone else along the way.
Amen. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I like the way you put that. You like, you know, you could use your platform to elevate yourself, but you don't. And that's the same thing here. I don't know if you know anything about me, but I'm an author. I'm a motivator. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I do so many things. I do coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't use my platform to elevate me. I use
mm-hmm.
the platform because this is what God told me to do. And I use the platform to bring people like you who are walking in their dreams, walking
mm.
in their purpose, living on purpose, so that they can help
mm.
empower somebody else.
Amen.
You
amen.
Know?
Amen.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Because if
it is.
Is your testimony, it's going to spark
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is what it's all about. And that's how we get our blessings is helping someone else, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
trying, you know, to do, might be trying to do the same thing you're doing. I mean, I have had several people from my own hometown on my radio show that is also in the music industry. You know, I see no one as competition. You know, I see
mm-hmm.
us as sisters and brothers, you know, in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I can
mm-hmm.
use my radio show and sing on it every Sunday that I have it, but I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I try to reach out to the people that's overlooked, that's
mm-hmm.
never thought called on. Those are
right.
the main ones
right.
that I try to reach out to and to let them know, hey, you know, here's a radio show. Why don't you come in and sing and minister to the people? You know, because there's so many people that's not able to get out of their homes and go to church, and the radio is their only way where they can get a word or, you know, hear a song. So, hey, why don't you
mm-hmm.
come to the show and help minister to the people?
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a gift of exhortation. You like building up other people up. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's powerful. It's powerful. And people don't understand
yes,
the concept of sowing and building others. Because when you sow
Amen.
Into others, I promise
mm-hmm.
you, it's priceless. You can't put a price on it.
Amen.
And you know what kind of mindset is? That's a kingdom mindset. That's a kingdom
Amen.
Mindset.
Kingdom connection.
Like yes, ma'am. That's why you don't feel like you have competition, because you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in competition. You're help building them up. You're helping build each other up, and that's what it's all about. Amen. So you're Amen. Currently working on the play for the seniors, and what else is uh-huh. in the mix that you're currently working on? Because I know you're multifaceted. So what else are you currently working on?
Well, I am currently working on a new single to be okay. released either the end of this year or probably the first of next year. The end of this month, August 29th, I am going to be hosting a youth showcase in a town here in Alabama called Pinkard, Alabama, where a lot of youth are going to come together, singers, praise dancers. And I'm going to be hosting that event, so I'm excited about that. That's going to be in Pinkard, Alabama at Scottsdale Middle School Gym at 5 o'clock on August 29th. And then in September, I mentioned to you, I'll be in Atlanta for the whole weekend for the Praise Fest Awards. They're going to have red carpet, all kind of events mm-hmm. going on. It's going to be September the 18th through the 20th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then in October, I'm going to be hosting a networking event here in Dothan, Alabama, where I am reaching out to business owners, hair salons, styling companies, whatever you do. I'm networking with different business owners, trying to connect and just find out what's going on in our community. Not only our community, I'm connecting Alabama and Florida together. So I'm really excited about the networking event because we need to know about other businesses and promote and support each other in our endeavors. So I'm excited about the upcoming things that I have. And I give all the glory to God for everything that he's allowing me to do and be a part of.
Amen, amen. You have a very busy calendar.
I do. I do. But I keep pushing, I keep moving and trusting God that he's going to give me the strength to keep going and doing the works that I do for him.
Amen. Has anyone ever asked you where do you get your energy? Because people ask me that all the time. I was wondering
sure.
if I was the only one.
yes. And believe it or not, my husband tells me, you need to rest. And I do. I listen to him. You know, when he tells me, hey, you need to take your weekend and you need to rest, I can tell you're getting tired. And I do. And we even though I'm busy, but we do take out that family time. We'll take a weekend where we'll go to the beach, you know, or we'll have a weekend where we just stay home and don't do anything, you know. And I do get tired because, like I said earlier, I have three children. I have a teenager that just started high school. And then I have a daughter that's in her last year of elementary school that's transitioning to middle school. And then I have a 6-year-old. So, you know, my life, I am busy and I do get tired. But I do make that time for myself as well as family. You got to have that me time, you know, because a mother's job is never done anyways. You know, so you got to have that me time. And I do take time off, you know, and I try to, you know, when I do get booked, I try to have at least one weekend where I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you keep mentioning your family and your children, because a lot of times people use that as their excuse not to pursue their passions and their dreams. And
exactly.
When I share with all of the things that I do, from volunteering mm-hmm. to the books to the motivation to, you know, all that, they're like, well, when do you have time? You just have to know how to prioritize, but you have
to
make time. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
Amen.
Don't want to live later. You look back a year later or 5 years from now, and you're like, man, I should have. Man, I could have. Well, what about now? Do something now. Something
That's exactly
toward your
right.
goal.
That's something. Exactly right. That's exactly right.
You're right. As I tell people all the
mm-hmm.
time, even as, especially when I'm doing coaching and I'm trying to help someone get their business started or whatever it is they want to do,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing nothing but research today, that's going towards your goal. If you're just brainstorming
mm-hmm.
today, that's going towards your goal. But you have
mm-hmm.
to find out what it is that you want to do to pursue your goals, and sometimes people don't even know what it is that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got to do some soul searching and praying and figure out what
mm-hmm.
your purpose is, you know, because
mm-hmm.
God has a purpose for your life.
Oh, yeah.
And I say this all the time, Marilyn. I say, as long as there's breath in my body, there's purpose on earth for me to fulfill. And
all
so,
right.
You know, we have to look at life that way. And so
mm-hmm.
if you're just sitting on your gifts, you know, you don't want to be bitter. You want to be better. So what is it that's going to make you that better person, you know?
Amen. And let me just say that those couple of years that I sat on my gifts was the most miserable years of my life. And God was sending different people. I didn't even see it. God was to me. I could be in a grocery store, and I would see somebody that I hadn't seen in years, and they would say, well, hey, you still singing? And I'd be like, no. And then a few months would go by, then I'd see somebody else, and then say, hey, I ain't seen you in a long time. I remember you used to sing, and I'd be like, You know, God was putting people in my path to let me know, girl, you need to get back to doing what you're supposed to be doing. And what happened was I ended up getting really, really ill in 2007. And I lost a lot of blood, and I ended up in the hospital and had a blood transfusion. And I remember laying on my back saying, God, if you would just allow me to stay here a little bit longer, I would do whatever it is that you want me to do for you. Lord, whatever it is, I will do it. Just leave me here a little bit longer. I want to see my children get grown, God. I want to see, and if I don't see my grandchildren, I want to at least see my children get grown. And I remember one day going to my Bible and just flipping through it, and I flipped it open, and I came upon a scripture in Psalms, and it says something like, go sing unto the world a new song.
Hmm.
And I was like, what? Nobody was sitting there but me, and I was like, huh? I was like, okay, God, I hear you, God. And make a long story short, it was a couple of years later I started back singing. I joined a girl band, and we sung for like a year. And then I walked away from that group, and I didn't look back, and I started pursuing my solo artist career, my gospel solo artist career, and here I am now. Here I am now, so... But, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That is powerful. That is powerful.
It really is.
Now, I have a question for you. What advice would you give a person that's given up on his or her dreams? It's just, you know, life has dealt them a bunch of cards that they really didn't know how to deal with. What would you say to that person who's just given up and they're just existing? What would you say to that person?
I would tell them, don't give up. It's never too late. You hear people say, oh, well, I got to get this done before I'm 30. I got to get this done before I'm 40. It's never too late. Don't give up. You are here for a reason. God gives everybody some kind of gift, some kind of talent, whether it's you're an usher, whether you're a writer, a singer, an artist, a cook, whatever it is, don't give up. Seek God. Pray day in, day out. Get in your secret closet, whether you're in your car, whether you're alone in your room in a closet, and just cry out to God. God, what is it that I need to be doing? If it's something that I'm doing that's wrong, Lord, show me. You know, you got to build that relationship with God. You're here for a reason. No matter how hard things may get, no matter how dark your days may be, don't give up.
Amen.
And that's what I would tell them.
I love it. So tell us, how can we follow you? How can we connect with you and see what you have going on? Like for the people who are in the Atlanta area or neighboring areas, they may want to come and see you at the Praise Factor Awards. And, you know, tell us how we can follow you.
Well, I am on just about all of the social media. I'm on Facebook. That's Nalarence, N-A-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Davis. My artist page is Nalarence Walker Davis. My music is available on CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, mostly all of the sites where you can get music. It's Nalarence Walker Davis, and my project is entitled It's Personal. So you can go online and you can purchase my whole CD, or you can purchase a single. My single is entitled It's Personal. The CD is also entitled It's Personal, but I have six songs that's on that CD. I'm on Twitter, You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Not Anique. That's, I don't know why I did that, but my name and my kids' names, NADANIQUE. I'm on Periscope at Not Anique, NADANIQUE. Or just Google me, Nalorence, NALARENCE, Walker Davis. I would love to connect with you. If you find me on Facebook, you can also go to my show page. I have a show page called The Nalorence Davis Show and Let's Chat With Now, where I post upcoming shows, my upcoming blogs, and I also post on my artist page where I'm going to be singing and different events that I have coming on as well.
Okay, great, great, great. Let's see if we have some listeners that has a question. But while we're seeing who's going to have the because sometimes they get a little shy on us and they won't press one and ask questions live. But while we're waiting for them to start pressing that one, we're going to listen to a piece from On Fire to Inspire, the actual book that God gave me, which is how this show came about. And the name of this piece is called Dare to Dream. And the music is played by Third Heaven Sound, one of our sponsors for the show. And and it really is befitting of this topic, because a lot of times, you know, you forget to dream or you just stop dreaming. Well, this piece is entitled Dare to Dream. So we're going to listen to this while we see if they're going to press one, okay?
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That piece is called Dare to Dream from my On Fire to Inspire audio CD. So there's actually a piece in the book, and the whole audio CD has different instrumentals played in the background that Third Heaven Sound created each and every piece. So that, I just really felt like that piece was, you know, really, really something that was pertinent to what was needed to be heard tonight, because so many people need to start dreaming again. Now, if you have a question for Nalorence or myself, or you want to make a statement or a comment, press one now, and you will be live on the air with us. We'd love to hear your voice. Let's see if we have anybody that's going to be some takers tonight. Like I said, every now and then they'll get a little shy on us. And then after I get off the air, they're like, I have a question. I'm like, well, you didn't question. Don't be shy if you have a question for Nalorence or myself. Or if you have a comment, press one now, and you will be live with us on Fire to Inspire. We'd love to hear your feedback. Let's see here. Looks like they're being a little shut. Oh, no, we actually have a caller.
Okay, great.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, it's Chevanice.
Hi, Chevanice. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to find out, because I didn't hear from the beginning, when there's going to be a show. You do plays?
I'm sorry?
Do you do plays?
Do I do praise?
Plays. I'm sorry.
Plays. Yes, yes, I do plays. Well, I was talking about the play that I did back in 2013, but on my job that I work, like my everyday Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 job, I'm doing a play with the senior citizens here in Dothan, Alabama, and it's called The Doctor Visit. Now, I do have several plays that's written, but I'm just waiting on God. You know, I don't like to jump in and do stuff just because, you know, people want it, because right now I'm pretty much still promoting my CD, my music, but I will be doing more plays in the near future.
Okay, and the one in Alabama, how far in Alabama is it?
I am in Dothan, Alabama. So that if you know where Montgomery is or heard of Montgomery, I am about 2 hours from Montgomery. It's further south. It's in the southern part of Alabama. A lot of people come through Dothan to go to Panama City, Florida, if you've heard of Panama City.
Yeah.
Wow. So from Atlanta, you're about how far?
4 hours.
4 hours from Atlanta.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Paula. Where are you calling from, if you don't mind me asking?
Conyers, Georgia.
Okay, great. So that's not far from here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something I love to go to plays. That's something I
really
love to go to. Yeah.
Well, recently here in Dothan, Alabama, like I said, I don't like to just talk about myself. They have, we have a play that's going to be coming pretty soon called Mama Save Me here to the Dothan Opera House, Dothan High School here in Dothan. And it's a young lady out of Troy, Alabama. She's bringing a play here called Mama Save Me in September. I want to say September the 12th. But if you're on Facebook, find me on Facebook. I would love to connect with you if you would like to see upcoming events here, if you love plays. A lot of people post their events on my page, and I help promote other people as well. So if you would, you could connect with me on Facebook if you would like to follow me and find more information about local events this year.
Okay. What's your name again?
My name is Nalarence, Nalarence. And you can follow me on my artist page, Nalarence Walker Davis.
Okay. I think I missed some letters. Can you give it to me one more time?
Okay. Nalarence Walker Davis.
Okay, Davis, I found it.
Okay, I have an artist page, and then I have my radio show page, and I post a lot of events, not only my events, but I post other people's events as well. So if you would like to, like I said, follow me on Facebook, and I can kind of keep you posted on things that's going on in our area here.
Okay. So, one more question. Mm-hmm. Are most of the plays in Alabama? Is there any in Georgia?
I'm sure there are. There's other sites that you can go on. There's a site. Are you looking to just go to the plays or audition to be a part of plays? It just depends on what you want to do. But I was just, you know, I have access to knowing, you know, the stuff that's locally here. There's different sites that you can Google on and find out. I know there's a lot of stuff you don't find out about them until, like, the last minute, you know, a few months before, as far as out of town. But I was speaking on the stuff that's going on, like, here in Montgomery, because I know a few people that's in Montgomery and Birmingham as well that does plays. That I'm connected with on Facebook too. So not, you know, I was basically speaking on like the stuff that's in Alabama that's here, and I do know another individual that does direct plays as well that's in Montgomery and that does hers in Birmingham as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Problem.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening in and dialing in tonight.
Thank you.
And now, as I tell you, it's been a blessing to have someone that's so much like me, wear so many hats and you know, walking in your gifts, helping bless others and, you know, lift others up, build others up. And it's just been a true and tremendous pleasure. And can you, repeat all of your contact information one more time, because I want to make sure that everyone has it. And spell your name
okay.
for them.
Okay. And I just want to say it's been an honor for me to be on your show tonight. And then with the topic, I was like, oh, my God, that I love that topic, because that's me. You know, never give up on your dreams. I went through that, you know, where I wanted to give up. But anyway, my email is Nalaren, N-A-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, @gmail.com. My name is Nalarence, N-A-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, @gmail.com, if you want to email me. My website is nalarence.sim.dif.com. And if you want to find me on Facebook, my artist page is Nalarence Walker Davis, N-A-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Walker Davis. I have two shows, the Nalarence Davis Show, and then I have a blog called Let's Chat with Nal. You can go to Facebook and type in the Nalarence Davis Show and Let's Chat with Nal. My music is on CDBaby.com, iTunes, Amazon, you name it, Google Play. You can Google my name, Nalarence Walker Davis. My CD is entitled It's Personal. My current single that's getting a lot of radio play right now is entitled It's Personal. But I'm on social media, Twitter, @NadaNique, N-A-D-A-N-I-Q-U-E. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Nalarence Davis, N-A-L-A-R-E-N-C-E.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again. We
truly
are honored to have had you grace our platform tonight. And we hope to have you back again in the future.
I'd love to come back.
All right.
And thank you.
Well,
thank you for having me, Aaliyah.
You are so welcome. Well, as she said, we love building up others. And tonight I want to give you an event that's coming up in the Conyers area. There is a CD release and listening party for The Gift and Devon Hines in the Conyers area. Is this coming Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Pseudo Bar and Grill. The address is 2270 Salem Road Southeast, and is a group called The Gift. The group is actually brothers and sisters. There are two young men and a little girl, and then the father will be releasing his new CD as well. So it's a family project. Awesome, awesome talent, and I would definitely be there supporting the youth. So it is called the Gift is the name of the group, and we will definitely see you there from 2 to 6 on Saturday at the Pseudo Bar and Grill. The address, again, is 2270 Salem Road, Southeast. Remember our topic tonight, never give up on your dreams. Please tune in next week and every day, every week, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for On Fire to Inspire. Next week we have, by popular demand, Dr. Lorinda Jones back. And the topic of our show is going to be getting over the hurt in order to move forward. That's what it is, getting over the hurt in order to move forward. Part two, we had a lot of people calling in and a lot of people chatting with me even after the show ended, because you're able to talk to a licensed counselor with any questions that you have. So be ready with your questions. This is going to be a powerful, powerful show. And you can follow us on Facebook. I am Aaliyah Butler. That's spelled A-L-E-I-G-H-A. I have an author page. And then On Fire to Inspire. Please go in and like our new page for On Fire to Inspire. We have books available, and we have audio CDs available as well. So tune in each week on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You all have a great day. Remember, never give up on your dreams. It's time to start living the life that you were created to live now. Have a blessed evening.